Previously on the Nights of Layla.
Are you busy listening to those clips again?
Yes, you should listen sometime, Rueda. Then maybe you will understand what Layla is going through.
Now, really.
You know my mother, she just takes control. I told her that I wanted to make the appointment, but she insisted. I had no idea that she was going to get an appointment so soon.
And I just had to rush off and leave my and father alone.
Yalla, whew, that was close. Hello? Who is this?
Layla. It's me, Layla. Is something wrong?
What's with the big family supper and then sitting and chatting with Salman's dad until so late?
We'll speak to her in the morning once they're all gone to work. Then we can find out.
Adam's mansion is in a state of chaos and disarray as almost every family member, including the three guests, rush out of their bedrooms and gather in the passageway of the upper floor of the house in various states of wakefulness, concerned and anxious about the scream which every one of them heard.
That scream! Ya Allah! I felt as if my heart would stop.
Me too. It was terrifying.
It must have been you, Layla. Having one of your nightmares again.
But it wasn't me.
Mommy, it wasn't Layla. It definitely wasn't her. We both woke up with the sound of the screams.
Well, it definitely wasn't me or your mother.
Nuria and I were already awake when we heard it.
I thought you had both gone to bed, Pa.
Your mother couldn't sleep, so we were talking when we heard that horrible scream just now.
Nasira, was it?
No, Layla. I had just got up to use the bathroom when I heard it.
Well, we all here, and it seemed that it wasn't any of us who screamed. So...
Hang on. Where's Sophia?
Her room door is still closed. Let me go and check. She's fast asleep, and I really don't think it was her. She's such a heavy sleeper, even an earthquake wouldn't wake her. And Maria's quarters are right on the other side of the garden. So even if it was her, the scream would have never carried so far.
It sounded like it came from within the house, for sure.
I don't think so. I just checked the doors and everything was locked.
Well, if it wasn't any of us, who was it?
Early the next morning, Rueda, Ishaq, Salman and Safiya all depart early for work, leaving Hajrama fast asleep and their guests still waking up after their troubled night.
Ma, Pa, did you manage to get some sleep last night after all the drama?
Yes, alhamdulillah. Although I'm still feeling a bit disorientated.
Must be jet lag.
I don't think you can get jet lag from such a short flight. Oh, Nasira, you're up. Let me just tell Maria to start on the eggs. Maria! Maria! Please make us some scrambled eggs with sausages.
Can't we make our own breakfast, Layla? We don't have to ask the helper to do it for us. We're used to sorting ourselves out.
Ma, here the helper does everything.
Don't you find it awkward? You weren't raised to be waited upon like a princess, Layla.
I know, Ma, but you don't understand how it is here. Mummy pays Maria an exorbitant wage, so she expects her to do absolutely everything.
Madam, your eggs are ready. I'll bring all the food outside the breakfast area.
The breakfast area? Why don't we just have it here in the kitchen?
You'll enjoy it outside, Pa. The table is next to the water feature by the pool, and I know how you love the sound of water. Come with me.
You're right, Layla. It is really beautiful out here.
Thank you, Maria. You can go now. I'll call for you if we need anything else.
But Big Makoti told me I must stay with you all the time, in case there is anything else you want.
We're fine, Maria. Really. Phew. Okay, she's gone now. Sometimes I think my mother-in-law uses her to spy on me.
Why on earth would she do that?
She's not too fond of me. She thinks I purposely set out to hook her son while I was married to Zunaid. And the fact that I'm Malay and from a poor family just adds to her dislike of me.
Well, maybe she's trying to make amends now, Layla. She's really been nothing but warm and welcoming to us, allowing us into her beautiful house like this.
Well, I hope so, Ma. I suppose we must have Husnazan.
Nasira, have you heard any news about Adnan? I can't believe he's been missing for almost 5 days, and still there's no trace of him?
No news yet. I called the police officer last night. He said he's working on it, and they have a couple of leads, but nothing concrete yet.
You must have had a major fight with Adnan for him to walk out and not come back.
Ma, I don't think it's Nasira's fault. You know, all couples disagree and argue at times, but Adnan has a famous temper. And this is not the first time he stormed out of the house in anger.
I think we have to make a lot of dua and give out some sadaqah as well. Inshallah, he will be returned to us soon.
Ameen. Since I started having these dreams and visions...
What are you talking about, my child? You've been suffering with those horrible dreams you used to have when you were married to Zunaid.
Layla shares the bizarre events that she has been experiencing over the past few weeks. Her parents and Nasira sit in shocked silence as she recounts her dreams and the peculiar coldness she's felt when something brushed against her. She also confides in them that something she has not told anyone, not even Salman, and that is that she constantly has a feeling that someone is watching her. At one stage, Nur al-Ain is about to interrupt her, but a glance from Majid silences her. Layla notices the look that passes between her parents, but she quickly forgets about it when she is overtaken by her emotions.
Ma, I don't know why this is happening to me. That's why I went to the doctor yesterday, but he said it's just stress.
Ah, my child, I feel so sad that you had to deal with all of this.
Layla, my darling, do you remember this incident with Adnan when he was at Madrasa? There was that Amir who helped him, Mulana Bashir. I still have his number. Why don't I give him a call and see if he can help you?
Pa, Salman and his parents don't really have confidence in spiritual treatment. They feel that it's more medically related. So they want me to try this Dr. Muhammad's treatment instead of going to an Amir.
But Layla, we've had experience with these things. Let me just call Mulana Bashir and see what he has to say.
All right, but I don't think Salman will be too happy if he finds out.
Let's just try. Ah, there's his number.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Strange, it's going to voicemail. Maybe he has a new number.
Ach, Pa, let's just leave it for the moment and see if the doctor's treatment works.
Who can that be so early in the morning? Shall I go check, Layla?
No, don't stress. Maria will open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Oh, Humaira, it's you.
Were you expecting someone else?
No, it's just, with all that's going on, I completely forgot you said you'll stop by today. Come and sit down. These are my parents, Majid and Nur al-Ain. And you know Nasira.
I'm so glad to finally meet you both. Layla is always talking about you.
Good things, I hope.
Of course. Layla speaks so highly of both of you. Nasira, have you had any news regarding Adnan?
Nothing yet. We're just making so much dua that he is safe.
Inshallah, you'll be home soon. Auntie Nuri, I heard you arrive yesterday, so you couldn't have seen much of Durban yet.
No, we thought we'd get a bit of sightseeing, but we were just talking to Layla about going to see an Amir. Maybe... I wasn't supposed to say.
It's okay, Ma. Humaira knows all about the dreams and stuff.
Yes. I've been telling her the same thing. Only an Amil will be able to solve these issues.
Well, I tried an old friend of ours, an Amil that we have gone to before, Mulana Bashir. But his number is just going to voicemail.
Mulana Bashir? But he's out of the country.
You know Mulana Bashir, Hums?
No. Not personally. My aunt was trying to make an appointment with him. You know how it is with old people. Even if they get a headache, they think someone is doing something to them. So anyway, we tried calling him and apparently he's gone to India to visit his family.
Maybe we should try and find another Amir.
Actually, this aunt of mine went to see someone else then. And she said he's really good. Sheikh Ramiz, I think his name. I'll get the number and make an appointment with him.
No, Humaira. Salman won't be happy if we do that.
I'll try this doctor's treatment first, and we'll see if that works.
What harm can there be in trying, Layla? Look, we won't mention it to Salman right now. But if the Sheikh finds there's a problem, really is to do with Jin and Jadu, then you can always convince Salman that you need treatment from an amil and not a doctor.
All right, but...
Makoti, can I get you anything else?
Oh, Maria, I didn't realize you were standing there.
So, Salman, I assume you're back because the problem hasn't been resolved?
Gee, Morana, I thought it would get better, but it's only getting worse.
Have you been reading the verses from the Quran which I told you to read?
Well, I do sometimes, but I haven't been very consistent with it.
Now, has your wife's nightmares been getting any worse?
Gee, but Morana, it's a bit more than that. Like a couple of things. It's fallen and broken and nobody, like, was around it at the time. Last night, there was a terrible scream and everyone at home woke up. Look, Moran, I don't know what's happening.
Salman, look, I know that you're a scientific man and you like to have everything reasoned out. But as Muslims, we have to believe in the unseen. Now, there are a number of ways in which evil people try and gain pleasure and proximity of Shaitan, and most of these include the perpetration of evil through sihr or black magic. So sometimes if an evil person is wanting to cause chaos in a person's life because of jealousy or hatred, then you find that they will employ the Shaitan to cause a disturbance in that person's state of mind. They can do this by causing the person to have nightmares or to fight with their spouse so that the marriage breaks up, or it can even lead to the person losing their mind. So it is essential that you tread carefully when dealing with such matters. Have you taken Layla to see the doctor yet?
Gee, I went to go and see the doctor. He just said that it's a cause of stress.
The nightmares and visions, perhaps. But if you all heard the scream that you mentioned earlier, it might be something much more. Why don't you take Layla to see an amil? I'll send you the number of a very reputable amil. His name is Maulana Zahir. So you can try him, just see what he says. After all, it may not help, but look, it certainly won't cause any added harm.
Chi, okay. Jazakallah, Maulana.
Maria! Maria! Have you seen my gold chain? It was on my dressing table when I left for work this morning. I just got in now and went up to shower. And when I checked, it wasn't there.
No, Makoti, maybe you pack it somewhere else.
No, I'm quite sure it was in the bowl on my dresser earlier.
I will look for it, Makoti.
Thank you, Maria. You must have had a busy day with the visitors. Speaking of which, where is everyone?
Hey, no, madam. They all went out from the morning.
Oh, really? They must have gone sightseeing.
No, Makoti, that friend for small Makoti was here, Humaira, and she take them to see someone like a sangoma or inyanga.
A witch doctor? You must have heard wrong, Maria.
No, Makoti, I was there when they were speaking.
Oh, well, I'll ask Layla about it when they get back. Have you prepared supper already? I bought some nice veggies from the market to go with that fish. You can put it to steam, Maria.
As the sun sets and the shadows lengthen, another day comes to a close. The harbor quietens down as the ships come into dock and the workers and the crew make their way home. It is not peak season, and the absence of tourists is noticeable as the curio and coffee shops are already closed. There is not a soul about, apart from the security guards lazily patrolling the area and a few determined seagulls who are still coasting the waters, hoping to find an evening snack. In the dark and damp warehouse, Adnan slowly pulls the tape off Maulana Bashir's mouth.
Scream all you want now, Mols. There's nobody about to hear you.
Adnan,
Please.
Ah, I see your voice has gone. That's a good thing.
Adnan, why are you doing this? Please, let me go so that I can help you.
You can help me just as well from here, Malls.
All right. Then untie my hands and let me speak to him.
Not so easy, Malls. He doesn't come on command. He only comes when he's ready. But in the meantime, I want you to tell me how you take out Jin.
I can't.
Well, if you're not willing to share your knowledge, you'll never be able to return home to your family.
Well, there are many ways to take out Jin. But I have all my equipment at my room, so
I didn't say I want you to remove the Jin. I just want to know how you do it.
All right. Just tell me his name and I'll explain it to you.
My name is Ifrit. Don't you understand me, Bashir? I want to know how you get rid of us. Why do you think I brought you to this place?
More chills, more thrills, and more drama frills. Stay tuned for the next episode of The Knights of Layla.